From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities, filling your prescription for freedom, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. And those of you who live in parts unknown know exactly who I'm talking about. Hey, let's give you some updates on some fun stuff. I will be emceeing the Georgia Carry Convention. If you're going to be in the area, if you want to attend it, you can go over to georgiacarry.org. You do not have to be a member to just go, well, sign up, buy tickets, join. It's easy. $30, $25, best you'll ever spend. But come out and see me. Georgia Carry, if you're a Georgia Carry member, I want you to be there. I'll be emceeing that. This year's speaker is Gene Hoffman from CalGuns out in California. Boy, talk about fighting a battle out there. Gene is a brilliant individual, just a brilliant businessman. And he's a guy who is on top of what's happening, if you can be on top of what's happening in California. I mean, the politicians don't even know. Prosecutors, DAs, they can't even tell you what's happening in California. They can't even read what they're writing out there in California. It's just complete and total insanity and absurdity. So Gene will be doing that. And then at the last weekend in August, weekend before Labor Day, I'll be up at the Minnesota State Fair again for like the seventh year in a row, broadcasting from up there on the Midway, this big weekend monster cast. It's an awful lot of fun. Those of you in Minnesota and surrounding areas, if you can head out to, and you do, you come from all over the place, come from the Dakotas, come out from Wisconsin. A lot of people come up from the Midwest. The Minnesota State Fair has got it going on. It's huge. It's humongous. If you've never been and you can get to it, wow, go. It runs for 2 weeks, the end of August right up through Labor Day, and it's just fantastic. And you can come by the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth. Big shout out to all of our good friends there in Minneapolis. We love you guys and can't wait to get back up there and broadcast from the Midway. And I get to sit in with Gino and the Count and talk cigars for about an hour before my show airs. It's just a great time all the way around. So if you can get up there at the end of the month, hard to believe that we're talking about Labor Day already, and here it is the middle of July, but it's going to be here faster than you can shake a stick. September 30th, the weekend of September 30th. Not only does my little boy turn 13, ain't going to be too much little. I can't call him little for much longer, huh? Good heavens. You didn't like when I call him little now. But that's the week of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which will be in Dallas this year. Please visit SAF.org, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and you'll see the little banner link right there to register for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Let me tell you briefly about the GRPC. This is the single premier gun lobby event of the year. It literally is the meeting of the gun lobby. You'll see about 800, you know, on a good, solid GRPC, between 700 and 900 people in that range in the audience. It's free to attend. Yes, you have to travel to get there. There's a discounted rate for the hotel. Getting to Dallas is easy as a hub. It's real easy to get to Dallas. It's fairly inexpensive. You can start making your arrangements now. And you will come home with a free library of personal defense books written by some of the greatest authors out there on gun rights. When you get to pick your seat, they're piled up there. If you don't have a self-defense library already started, this will begin it for you, and you'll have some of the best stuff out there. I don't know if my books might even be in there. You never know. I don't know. We'll have to check that out this year. But you will see a litany of the greatest speakers, movers and shakers in the pro-rights community will be in Dallas, as they are at every GRPC. I'm just thrilled to participate year after year. It's wonderful. Last year I had the daunting task of emceeing that event. Whew, that was tough. Not just speaking, but emceeing it. And it's tough because you've got some of the greatest legal minds up on those stages. Lawyers love to talk. It's interesting because the lawyers know how to move against a clock. So it's the lawyers that are really good at keeping their time. They know their 10 minutes is up. When it's up, it's up. They're really good at pacing themselves. But you got others up there who, once a year, we've got so much that they want to say. They have so much to say. and have to step up and cut them off after 7 minutes, and it's difficult. But that's what it's like. It's power-packed with the biggest movers and shakers, and it's free. Heck, you even get a free lunch. On Friday, there's a reception and cocktail hour with a cash bar. On Saturday, the lunch is included. You know, it's just something you don't want to miss. And you'll walk away feeling like this from the bumper sticker. Man, I am the gun lobby. So if you can make the GRPC, check it out, sign up. Love to have you for that. What else is happening after that? Oh, good heavens. Gosh, I don't even know. Well, more to come on that down the road for sure. Hey, I did get some information. If you were listening in the last hour, I was talking about Massey's bill with AWR Hawkins and about my conversation with Georgia Representative Barry Loudermilk, who also happens to be my representative. I am in his district. I was referring to a third representative, and I said Jody, and I couldn't remember his name, so I was able to find it. Congressman Jody Arrington, Texas, you might know him. You're listening down there in Lubbock, Texas. District 19, he's your guy down there. And here's what he had to say about national reciprocity. There's a piece out there on KFYO.com that I had found and then lost and then was able to find it again. He was on 790 AM, 95.1 FM down there, KFYO News Talk. And the piece is titled, Representative Jody Arrington Shares Progress on National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. It was an interview on Thursday's edition of the Chad Hasty Show. U.S. District 19 Rep. Jody Arrington joined host Chad in the KFYO studio to talk about the latest in news and agendas from D.C. Arrington and Hasty discussed what's current from Congress, including the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, the budget, the Farm Bill, national security and sanctuary cities, as well as Second Amendment issues, including the quest for nationwide reciprocity for licensed carrying of weapons. While speaking about the CCW or CCR Act, Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, Arrington said, quote, the reciprocity bill, I think, is huge for our Second Amendment rights, and I think you'll see that on the House floor soon. When Hasty asked Arrington if he thought the bill might face more uncertainty from the Senate, Arrington replied, as we told you in the last segment, quoting, unfortunately, everything, including reciprocity, is going to be shakier in the Senate, but we're definitely going to get it out of the House. So I'm predicting within the next 2 weeks. I wish I could tell you that I had confidence or that I had spoken to somebody that could tell me to tell you with certainty that we're going to see movement in the next week. We didn't see movement at the time Representative Loudermilk told me he thought we would see movement. But then again, that goes back to the definition of movement. What was movement? Massey's bill, combining it with National Concealed Carry, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, as Loudermilk said we would more than likely see happen, is movement. Statements from Massey 2 days ago regarding concealed carry reciprocity is movement. We will watch the left go haywire. And that is movement. They're going haywire because they know that we're going to move this bill forward. And as you heard AWR Hawkins in the previous hour tell us, if you missed it, I'll give you the crib note version quickly. There are 8 Democrats from red states up for re-election in 2018 in the Senate. Mitch McConnell has the votes to move national reciprocity. Get it on the floor. And AWR Hawkins of Breitbart News went a step further and stated unequivocally, if Mitch McConnell can't move it, he needs to turn in his cloak and whatever else he had because he's worthless. As majority leader, this bill will move. All he's got to do, what were we saying together on the program last week? Move the bill, dude. Just get the thing to the floor. It's going to come out of the House sooner rather than later. You're not going to see a lot of fanfare, by the way. You're just going to hear me talk about it on Daily Defense, because I'll see it up here on One America News on one of the monitors. It'll pop up. I really think that's what's going to happen. Then the anti-gunners are going to go haywire, and it will move over to the Senate, where it will stall for a little bit. And then, boom, it will move again. And you will, in the meantime, see the anti-gunners go nuts, and then that bill will come out of the Senate. But in order for that to happen, we've got to get it out of the House first. So hold on to your horses. more than likely, this is coming sooner rather than later, and I'm looking forward to it. So we've got some positive movements there. When we come back, I want to read you a few emails I got after the 4th of July. Love you guys getting back to me. I can't believe how many Grilling While Armed emails I've gotten. Some of you have written some great stuff and paired up some of your own recipes with some great guns. We'll talk about that when we come back. And then at the bottom of the hour, Rob Pincus is going to be here. Rob and I are tight, and that means you're tight when it comes to me and Rob having a conversation. It's just a three-way conversation between us. We're going to talk about what he's up to. He's out on the Pacific coast, out there in the Pacific time zone anyway. We'll find out where he's at, what's going on with the training tour, and find out what we can learn from one of the greatest firearm trainers and self-defense experts in the country, Rob Pincus, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing 5. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your 5 chances to win.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I love that. Thank you, Mike Gallagher. I appreciate it very much. I have this big ring on my finger. I hit the microphone by accident with it. It says, don't tread on me. There it is. You can hear that. I'm getting some great email. It must be because of the 4th of July. I'm sure it was. We talked some grilling while armies. It's just such a great holiday to grill. American independence, good barbecue, firearms. I mean, what's more American than that? Maybe grandma's apple pie, and I think I made mention a few years ago. Grandma strapped up while making her apple pie, right? I mean, what's more American than that? Grandma's cabin protected by the guns. Apple pie baking away. Cookers going outside. I mean, come on, man, right? Charcoal, by the way. Charcoal. I just got this email 23 minutes ago. Mark, this is from Bruce. I'll leave his last name out, but I'll say this is from Bruce. Mark, I'm listening live tonight for the first time using my USCCA app on my iPhone. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second before I go back to the email. Bruce, I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't mention that app enough. I really need to do that. Many, many, many thousands of people have downloaded that app. You can listen to this program live and the daytime show live with the app and the new Droid version. It's out now on Google Play. It came out last week. So it's not just iPhone now. Now it's everybody can pick it up. And the app with the reciprocity maps on this thing are off the hook cool. You've got a little map there. It's a little CCW link down. You just click that little CCW reciprocity map. You see it down at the bottom of the app. Boom, touch that. And it asks you for your home state. You touch that. Then it asks you if you have another state, an out-of-state permit, non-resident. You touch that. And bam, instantly. I mean, you don't have to sit and wait for this thing to pop up, but instantly, wherever your permit is reciprocal, it pops right up on the map for you. So it is quite cool. It's one of the coolest features. In addition, you get some of the latest articles out of the newest and most recent Concealed Carry magazine, which is second to none. The single number one resource for the armed citizen is Concealed Carry magazine. I wrote for the magazine for 12 years. Wonderful piece of work over there. Wonderful piece of work. So all of the really cool stuff is in there. Kevin Michalowski, the managing editor, executive editor, whatever he calls himself today, man, he's the head honcho of the magazine, directing all that content. Kevin's got all his cool stuff out there, Into the Fray, the videos. You can get to everything, and you can listen to this program. And if you missed the live show because your phone was dead and you weren't charging it, within minutes it pops up there and you can go right to the podcast version and hear it. You can actually scroll back all the way to 2009. Everything I've ever said, and I stand by every word of it, over the last decade is right there on that app for you. So pick that thing up, Bruce. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you gave me the opportunity there. All right, says Mark, I'm listening live tonight for the first time using my USCCA app on my iPhone. I usually have to listen via podcast. I was fortunate to have a CCW instructor that advised us to check out United States Concealed Carry Association. But since listening to you after becoming a lifetime platinum member, as I am, I have also become a lifetime member of the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation. I love this guy. Bruce, I'm digging it. See, this is somebody who understands what we're up against. I have the safest dental office in Nebraska with two of my female staff who have their CCW also. As a side note, I just ordered my first batch of Texas barbecue rub and made both ribs and brisket for the 4th of July. Grilling while armed is awesome with my M&P 9. Would love to have the meatloaf recipe if possible. Bruce, heck yeah, you're getting the meatloaf recipe. I'll shoot it out. I've got a whole bunch of you. since the 4th that have asked for the recipe. Bill Cannon, the creator of that particular recipe, we might do a little bit things differently here, but we give out that recipe because it's just like the Concealed Carry magazine, it's second to none. But Bill Cannon, the founder of Texas Barbecue Rub and the creator of the greatest rub I've ever used, it took me 45 grilling years. Yeah, I've been grilling since I was 10 to find this stuff. And around here, we put it on everything but cereal. My kids eat this stuff. You know, some of it, what's so chunky when you get it, I think my kids come and eat this stuff. Anytime I open one up, is that original or is that Grand Champion? They're over there with their fingers in it. Stuff is great. So, Bruce, appreciate the email. Bruce gets it. I mean, he just rounded it all out. Grilling while armed, Smith & Wesson M&P 9, Platinum member, Lifetime member, Platinum USCCA member with self-defense coverage, self-defense insurance. Lifetime NRA member, Lifetime Second Amendment Foundation. Badges of Texas Barbecue. It doesn't get any better than that. Dude, I wish I was in Nebraska. You could work on my teeth, and they need some work, man. So a great email there from Bruce. I really do appreciate it. Kudos to you, man. And I hope that your patients all know that they're in the safest dental office in Nebraska. That's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to you. Greg Tabor writes in, Mark, yet another stupid stunt by a four-wheeler. If a picture isn't worth 1,000 words, how many words are a video worth? And the subject of his email is, do you have your dash cam yet? I actually do have a dash cam. I have two of them. And I got to be honest with you, what Greg is referring to, I haven't had a chance to see the link, Greg, but he's corresponded with me before about this. For 30-some bucks at Walmart or even cheaper, wherever you can get it, it doesn't have to be, you know, a big, gigantic iPad-looking thing on your dash. You know, you don't want anything on your dashboard anyway. You want to be able to see bikers and everybody else. But you can put a pretty nondescript dash cam video up there for dirt cheap nowadays and pull out 1080, 180-degree wide angle 1080 that's coming at you. All right? And God forbid you have a self-defense incident or something like that, much like a cop's dash cam or a road rage incident. You've got this stuff on video. Very, very powerful technology out there for dirt cheap that can save your hide should you ever run into something like that. And while Greg didn't go into the road rage, I'll take the liberty to remind you that that's what these things are used for. And as a driver, he sees this stuff all the time. So great advice from Greg. Rob writes in, Mark, please ask Alan why these confiscation laws, he's referring to Oregon, can't be attacked as a violation of the Constitution's Due Process Clause. That's from Rob Boston Canton, Ohio. Rob, they can be, but you got to go back and listen to what Alan said. You have to have enough people, a pattern, and the proper individual who can show harm and damage. And that's going to take time, okay? Nobody says they can't be, but it's boy, I tell you, it just takes time before they can build this stuff up. It's not going to happen overnight. Oregonians, you're in trouble with this stuff. Confiscation is, if it's not already, it will be the law of your land as soon as your dopey Democrat signs it, and she's going to sign it. And there's just nothing you can do about it at this stage of the game except fight at the voting booth. That's what's going to have to happen. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Grilling while armed, first time. Mark, way too long. I finally got myself a real grill yesterday. Today I'm taking her through the very first real grill, a nice jacked up meatloaf, and he sends me the link. I have to check it out. I'm sure I'll be learning a lot as I continue to try different recipes and eventually my own creations. Thanks for the constant encouragement every week and setting me straight on what grilling really is. By the way, can you send me your meatloaf recipe? Yes, I'm going to send it to you, Jim. Thanks much for the email. I know he says, I know I need to get some rub from Texas. You do. And yes, I'm armed. Glock 43 to be upgraded to a Glock 19 or SIG P226 as the evening progresses. Jim in Raleigh. Jim, love it. And he sends me a photo of that beautiful grill. Back after this with Rob Pincus. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Got to tell you to go take the survey, please, armedamericanradio.com. It's right on the front. Can't miss it. Click it. Take the survey. Get $10 off on a $99 purchase, and you get free shipping. I've been failing to mention that. Free shipping from Brownells. The link will post up after you take the survey. As Trump would say, it's a very, very great survey. It's going to take you between 10 and 15 minutes, and it's action-packed. What kind of guns do you carry? What do you like? What do you wish you had? What kind of holsters do you like? Leather, Kydex, hybrids, inside, outside? What kind of ammo do you carry? What caliber's your favorite? Who do you buy from? How much do you spend? All that fun stuff. What kind of content do you like to hear? What don't you like to hear? I care about what you think. Head over armedamericanradio.com. Take the survey and get yourself a nice little discount from Brownells, including $10 off a $99 purchase and free shipping from Brownells, okay? So please help us out. I do appreciate it very much. And the great people who have taken the survey, the very, very great survey already. I love it. Real quick before we go to Rob Pincus, another email. This popped in a little while ago, Grilling While Armed. Hi, Mark. Listen to your show on podcast at work. Great show. I'm grilling while armed, cooking chicken fajitas with today's choice of a Smith & Wesson Model 438. Regards, Bob. 438, interesting. Haven't seen one of those in a while. It's a discontinued little airweight hammerless revolver chambered in 3 and 38, I believe. Yeah, it was a 38, the 438 was. You know, I guess they had some issues with that gun with the trigger pull. It wasn't real popular. It's been discontinued now for, I think, about 4 or 5 years. I may be off on how long it's been discontinued. Don't hold me to that. I'm going by memory. But I never owned one, but I have fired one. Scandium alloy frame with that gun, and I now have the 340 Centennial Crimson Trace, which is a whole lot more expensive than that. This one ran, I think, around $250, $299 at the time. But great gun and a great choice, man. Gotta love those little snubbies. So, Bob, thanks for the email, and grill hard, dude. Those of you who have sent me emails asking for the meatloaf recipe, you will be getting the meatloaf recipe soon, just as soon as I can get to all of my emails. Every one of you that asked for it will get it. Every one of you who have asked for it have gotten it. And those of you who haven't will be getting it soon. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Rob Pincus. Rob, how the heck are you? You're in the Pacific time zone. Whereabouts are? Where is Rob today?
Rob today is in Las Vegas, Nevada. We spent the day on the range in 100-degree-plus heat with a bunch of alumni and some of our instructors in our program doing a lot of hard work in an advanced pistol course. But out here on part of the tour, of course, we're in the last few weeks of the 2017 Personal Defense Network training tour. I was in Utah to kick off the western leg after the 4th of July break. Now I'm in southern Nevada, and then I'm going to California, and I'll be in Reno next weekend at Reno Guns and Range.
Some beautiful places. Reno, you're tuned in right now. Go check out Rob Pincus. Say the name of the range again, Rob.
Reno Guns and Range. I think all the courses there are full, but anybody listening in Central California, we've got a couple slots left on the line for Wednesday rifle class. And, of course, the injunction, I imagine you talked about that this week, that stopped the banning of high-capacity, standard-capacity magazines holding over 10
Absolutely,
rounds,
we did. Yes.
Means that on Wednesday we'll have several proud California firearms owners with their semi-automatic rifles, and several of them will be using standard capacity magazines.
Which have been legal up until a dopey ruling not long ago. I mean, it's legal, you know, or not a ruling, but California legislation. You know, so here they want to make something that's been legal for years now illegal and try to turn you into a criminal. It's... You got a couple years before this works its way through the courts, so kudos to that judge, but eventually it's going to get to the Ninth Circuit. We all unfortunately know what those dopes on the Ninth Circuit are going to do. Until then, fire away. Rob, I've got to tell you, hey, Reno listeners, if you get a chance, just go out and say hey to Rob. Go take a picture, will you? Go see the tourmobile and take a photo next to it. It's really cool stuff, class-packed or not. You might be able to sneak in. Who knows?
Yeah,
hey,
man,
Rob.
We're doing a two-person armed defense there. I know that one's full. We're doing an advanced pistol handling course, but you need to have gone through one of our fundamental pistol courses before you can do that. But the great thing about Reno Guns and Range for the Reno listeners and anybody in, you know, Northern California or Northern Nevada or Southern Oregon, at Reno Guns and Range, we have several certified CFS instructors and defensive firearms coaches who are giving great classes there every month that do qualify you for the courses I teach there a couple times a year.
Yeah, and... Boy, God, Reno's such a beautiful place, too. Good heavens. Hey, Rob, real quick, on before I get into, I want to get into a really difficult topic with you, a crime that I know you heard about in Gwinnett County. Even if you didn't, when I give you the crib note version of it, I can't think of anybody better to go through the scenario of what happened than you, because all of your history with Personal Defense Network, all of the television work that you've done, and the best defense work that you did over the years, you know, this stuff to me is signature you. And I can't think of anybody better. But I got to tell you, Reno, I was going to pull something up on that. Let me just go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and Reno, go see him at Reno. What's the name of the place real quick?
Reno Guns and Range.
Reno Guns and Range. Go see Rob out there if you can. Okay. Trying to multitask and watch six monitors. Let me go over to this. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes in this segment. Rob, there was just a horrific, horrendous crime, home invasion committed in Gwinnett County, Georgia, which you know where that is, just outside of Atlanta, northeast, a little bit northeast of downtown, and not far from these Crossbreed Holster studios a couple weeks back. 17-year-old, 19-year-old who wound up being an illegal immigrant, and a 15-year-old girl, a woman with her child, infant, in a car seat, and a young boy. I have heard now, and I've not been able to verify this, but I've heard it on more than once, that the little boy was four. Just absolutely god-awful what you're going to hear. But she came home from work at 3 o'clock in the morning with her kids, set the child in the car seat up on a counter when she realized that there were invaders in her home, this 15-year-old female scumbag and the 17-year-old and 19-year-old males, who immediately promptly tased her. She went flailing about trying to get to her son, who had apparently gone down to his room. When she was not cooperating, being pushed into a bedroom by these two males, the female scumbag, 15-year-old, poured two pots of boiling water on her head, neck, and torso, which caused her to immediately flail around, where she was again tased by these two. I can't even, 'cause these are not human beings, by these two scumbags, and forced into a bedroom where she was forcibly raped, stripped in front of her four-year-old son. And this crime, Rob, is so horrendous and so sick and so depraved. I couldn't help but think after I had an obligation to tell listeners about this, Rob. But I couldn't help but think, had that poor woman been armed, maybe she might not have had a chance to get to that gun, okay? And I know you'll tell us that. But the odds would have changed somewhat. In a situation like that, and you've covered these things and these scenarios for years, what's your takeaway here, man?
Yeah, it really is. It's an issue of preparation. You know, how prepared was she for something like that? And obviously she had just come home. So the question is, you know, how aware was she of her surroundings? How, you know, she had an alarm that had been set. Who knows about how the doors were locked? I mean, I graduated from high school, you know, in Madison County, again, northeast of Atlanta. I mean, I know the area well. And there may still be people there that don't even bother locking their doors. There may be people there that don't have alarms, that have alarms but don't use them, that don't set them. And those are the kinds of things, even more than the gun. You know, had she been carrying a gun, absolutely, if she'd been wearing a gun, that may have made all the difference. The gun staged in the house somewhere when the home invaders are already comfortable in the house and have sort of a lay of the land, and they're there ambushing you in your own home when you come back. Maybe there isn't a plausible way where you get to your gun, but if you're out and about and you're carrying your gun when you come home, and you for some reason don't notice that the home invaders have forced entry, you didn't have your alarm set, or you don't have an alarm. But the fact is, in 2017, it's too easy.
Rob, stop. Let me stop you there for just a second. I'm sorry to have to do that. We're getting ready to take a break here in about 15 seconds. I want to start back with you when we come back with that having the gun on your person in a situation like this, because that is a key to preparation. A key to your preparation is actually having that gun on your person. And I want to ask one of the greatest experts in the country what difference that could have made, the gun being on her person. We'll be back right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m. and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money. So please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, Mickey and the Boys with Whitest Light. Great music. Thanks for letting us use it, man. You know, I dig you guys. Can't wait to see you on the next trip up to the Crossbreed Holster Facility and Ranch. Great time was had the 4th of July up there, shooting and barbecuing and everything else. So I'm looking forward to getting back up there and see the Crossbreed family and get out to Hetty's Barbecue and eat some great food out there with the crew. Love those guys. Rob, you've been there. Welcome back to the show. Always great to have you here, Rob. I got to go back to this case again because I can't think of anybody better than you to walk us through this. The first thing that went through my head, and believe me, we're not blaming the victim here. What happened to this woman is absolutely horrifying. And I don't know, you know, whether a gun on her, I don't know what she walked into based on what we're reading here about this. All I can tell you is what I hear from people who, such as, who have been through shootings and terrible events, such as you know, the Luby's cafeteria. If my gun was on me, we learned, it would have changed the odds. And I couldn't help but think, in this case, there's no better evidence for having a firearm on your person than this.
Yeah, certainly this one. You know, sometimes we hear that, you know, well, if I only had a gun, but the physical evidence and the circumstances don't really bear that out. This one, on the other hand, the situation of home invaders, comfortable in your home, you walk in, you don't know they're there, you didn't have the alarm, whatever the issues were, all that aside, now you're there, they grab you, they ambush you, they're probably not holding you at gunpoint, they're probably not searching you. right? They're ambushing you, thinking you're just an unarmed, you know, clueless individual that's walked into this crime that's already been happening, and they start throwing you around, pushing you around, doing whatever they're doing to you, and maybe you do have an opportunity to draw that gun and use it. Maybe, just like we see so many times, when the predators come after the prey and they realize that prey has some teeth, has some fangs, and is ready to fight back, they give up, they run away, and that whole thing ends with a couple bumps and bruises at worst, if she's armed and, of course, trained and practiced and prepared to use the gun. For anybody listening, the alarm being set, you know, and as I was getting ready to say, we went to the last break, it's so easy. You go to Lowe's, you go to Home Depot, you go to Amazon.com, and you order one of these motion-activated wireless cameras that tie into your internet service, you know, and it sends you a note to your phone, and it says, hey, there's motion in your living room, there's motion in your bedroom, there's motion in your hallway. It doesn't take a monthly contract and $1,000 worth of installation fees and anything else anymore to know when something's happening inside of your home. It's too easy not to do, you know, you could buy five of those cameras for the cost of one firearm and certainly have the firearm and certainly be prepared to defend yourself. But man, walking into the place where you're supposed to be safe, walking into the place where you're putting your child in a car seat on the counter and thinking, hey, we're finally home, and right, finding that violence there is just tragic. And it can be avoided in so much, you know, 90% of the cases, it can be avoided because you knew something was happening and you don't go in to be a hero. You call the police and you say, hey, I've got someone in my home and I need you to go check it out. That's what they're there to do.
Yeah, I can, in this particular case, you know, the only other home invasion that I think I've ever heard about that was equal to or worse than this was the Connecticut home invasion. And the two of us analyzed that shortly after it happened a few years ago, if you remember.
Right.
On this program, where the two guys went into the home and followed the mother and the two daughters away from the store and followed them home and then got into the home. Just another horrific case. And I believe both of them have been put to death already, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever happened to them. If it hasn't happened, I don't know. I forgot about those losers. I hope they're suffering until they die, one of the two. All right, Rob, I guess that's the takeaway from that, is just, again, more preparation, right? Avoidance awareness type stuff. And again, I hate to play Monday morning quarterback on something like that, but we've got to try to use that as a teaching moment for someone else, you know. And I do know that she was in an apartment. Don't know if the apartments come with security systems anymore. Some do, some don't. So certainly,
and that's
today's day and age.
That's the thing. So many people listening to this show are already taking the right precautions. They already have the gun. Hopefully they've gotten the training. They've got their concealed carry permits. And they're thinking, I could have handled that. But what about your sisters, your aunts, your cousins, your daughters on college campuses and everything else? That remote access, wireless, internet-ready camera, I think there's a system out there called Blink or something like that now. Of course,
right,
the Ring cameras are advertised all the time. But there's so many of them out there that tie into your internet, and they send you a text message that you get the app on your phone. And as long as, it's like anything else, though, if you don't lock the door, if you don't turn the alarm on, if you don't activate the camera, if you don't look at the text message that pops up, it's all useless. And it's the same thing. If you don't have the gun, if you don't train with the gun, if you don't have the gun loaded in your quick access safe, ready to get it, but still secure from unauthorized access, all of it's for nothing. And you know, that's the kind of stuff that we try to talk about. Even if it's just one of our distance education courses, you know, do something to promote preparation and awareness of these things for the people that are in your lives. Even if you're listening to this show and you get it, you already know about it, what about those other people that you care about who maybe don't get it? How do you motivate right. them?
Well, you can certainly talk about something like this. And I don't know what, I mean, I know in this area, and you know this area well, as you said, you get here a lot, you've lived here, you know, in the Atlanta vicinity, you know the area. Yeah, really difficult case, one that's made just a difficult case, but again, such a learning moment that we can take, it's a teaching moment that we can take away from this on the back to this horrific incident and just pray to God it never happens to anybody else. But
and that's what we have to do. And that's what we
yeah.
did with our book, you know, Lessons from Unarmed America. This would be a perfect candidate for, you know, volume two. It's a situation where someone wasn't prepared, and we can look at it and say, okay, what could have been done differently, and what lessons are there to learn, and what would you do if you found yourself in this situation? What would be the best things you could possibly do, even if you weren't exactly the same you know, preparation level that this poor woman was. And that,
all right, we've...
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we've got just a couple minutes. I want to be able to turn the mic over to you and let you talk about where you're going to be, what you're doing, what people can, where they can find you, what you got going on, and just hand it to you. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, the tour's coming down to an end. There's probably about, I don't know, six or seven more classes for the 2017 Personal Events Network training tour for me. And I've been 3.5 months on the road. I've made it to Nevada from Florida after going up to, you know, as far north on the East Coast as New Hampshire and then spending all that time in the Midwest. And now coming across the mountains, and I'm going into the Pacific Northwest. I think there's really only two courses that I've got left that have space in them. One in California that I mentioned coming up on Wednesday, which is a rifle course. I think there's only a couple slots left. And then there's a pistol course happening in Maple Falls, Washington at the Next Level Training. Mike Hughes and Britt Lentz and their team at Next Level Training are going to be hosting a course. And then along the way, I've got a few courses that are already full and a law enforcement-only course in Oregon. It's been a great tour. And the best way to get people interested right now in learning from me, learning from our team, the best way for them to do that is to go to personaleventsnetwork.com or to go to icestore.us and, you know, either take an online class, order some DVDs, order a book. The Counter Ambush class, talking about it on my social media, anybody on Facebook or Instagram can find a link. I was just talking about the Counter Ambush Distance Education Home Study course earlier today. It's full of the information that explains why you can't expect that without any preparation, without any training, without any awareness, without any forethought, why you can't expect to do really well in a situation like that woman walked into. And why, even if you have the gun,
you need to know.
Or any other kind of situation.
You need to know what you're doing.
You're not prepared.
Hey, Rob, I got to stop you there. Perfect time to end it. You got it out. We're getting ready to end it. Rob Pincus, thanks, man. Enjoy your time out on the West Coast, man. Teach people about this stuff. I know you do. Nobody does it better than you do. Make sure to follow Rob at Pincus Rob at Twitter, at Pincus _ Rob on Twitter, okay? We're going to get up and do this all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense because we can. I hope you enjoyed the program tonight. In the meantime, until tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, and never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.